Welcome to MarketSnap SWOT analysis for Asana, the work management platform that's been making waves in the tech space. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Asana's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to help you figure out if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Let's break it down with a mix of recent developments, hard numbers, and strategic insights, all while keeping an eye on the long game. First, for those who might not be as familiar, Asana is a leader in the software as a service space, specifically focused on project management and team collaboration tools. They operate in the highly competitive technology sector within the software industry, helping businesses streamline workflows and boost productivity. With thousands of full-time employees and a global presence, they've carved out a solid niche. But as we'll see, it's not all smooth sailing. Now, let's touch on some recent performance and news. Over the past year, Asana's stock has had its ups and downs, with short-term volatility reflecting broader market trends and company-specific developments. Looking at their performance metrics, there's a mixed bag. Some periods show promising gains, while others hint at challenges in maintaining momentum compared to industry peers in the tech sector. On the news front, there's buzz around their latest innovations and partnerships, which could signal growth potential, but there's also scrutiny over their ability to scale profitably in a crowded market. And speaking of recent updates, their Q4 and fiscal year 2025 earnings call dropped some critical insights that we'll unpack as we go through this analysis. All right, let's get into the meat of it with our SWOT breakdown, starting with what Asana is doing right. Strengths. Strong revenue growth. According to their latest earnings call for Q4 2025, Asana reported revenues of $188.3 million, showcasing robust top-line growth. This isn't just a one-off. Their income statements over recent years reflect a consistent upward trajectory in revenue, which is a green flag for long-term investors looking for sustainable expansion. Enterprise focus. Asana's emphasis on enterprise clients, as highlighted in their earnings summary, is paying off. They're locking in big-ticket customers, which means more stable, recurring revenue streams, a key factor for weathering market downturns. Innovation edge. Their commitment to product development, especially in areas like AI-driven workflow automation, as mentioned in the earnings call, keeps them ahead of the curve. This isn't just about keeping up. It's about setting the pace in a tech-driven industry. Solid liquidity. Peeking at their balance sheet, Asana has a healthy stash of cash and cash equivalents, paired with a decent current ratio. This gives them the flexibility to invest in growth without being strapped for cash, which is huge for a growth stage company. Weaknesses. Profitability struggles. Here's where I've got to be blunt. Asana's net income and net profit margins are still in the red as per their income statements and key metrics. They're burning cash to grow, and while that's common in tech, it's a risk for investors who want to see bottom-line results sooner rather than later. High valuation concerns. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio and price-to-sales ratio, Asana's valuation seems stretched compared to industry averages. Even their forward PE estimates, while slightly more optimistic, suggest the market is pricing in a lot of future growth that they'll need to deliver on. Debt levels. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't catastrophic, but it's worth noting from the key metrics that they're carrying some leverage. If growth slows or interest rates bite harder, this could become a heavier burden. Operational efficiency. The earnings call mentioned efforts to improve operational efficiencies, which implies they've got room to tighten up. Right now, their return on equity and return on invested capital aren't exactly screaming efficiency, and that's something to watch. Expanding market reach. Asana's earnings call pointed to a growing channel strategy and international expansion. With revenue segments showing geographic diversity, there's a clear runway to tap into emerging markets where demand for digital collaboration tools is spiking. Enterprise upsell potential. With their strong foothold in enterprise clients, there's a big opportunity to upsell additional features or premium plans. If they can increase average revenue per user, that's a direct path to better margins over the long haul. Tech trends favoring growth. The broader industry trend toward remote work and digital transformation plays right into Asana's hands. Their sector performance metrics show tech continues to be a hot space, and Asana could ride this wave if they keep innovating. Partnerships and integrations. Recent news snippets and earnings discussions hint at strategic partnerships. If Asana can integrate more seamlessly with other major platforms, they could lock in more users and boost stickiness, a key driver for SaaS valuations. Threats. Intense competition. Let's not sugarcoat it. The software industry is a shark tank. Asana faces stiff competition from giants and nimble startups alike, and their earnings call acknowledges the need to stay differentiated. Losing market share could hit hard. Macroeconomic headwinds. The earnings summary specifically called out navigating macroeconomic challenges. If businesses cut back on software spending during a downturn, Asana's growth story could take a hit, especially with their enterprise-heavy client base. Customer retention risks. While they're gaining traction, their reliance on subscription revenue means churn is a constant threat. If clients don't see ongoing value, especially with profitability pressures pushing potential price hikes, retention could slip. Regulatory and data privacy concerns. Operating globally means dealing with a patchwork of data privacy laws. Any misstep here, though not directly mentioned in the data, is an inherent risk in the tech sector that could lead to fines or reputational damage. So, where does this leave us? Asana's got a lot going for it, with strong revenue growth and a clear focus on enterprise clients, but the profitability gap and high valuation are real hurdles. For long-term investors, the opportunity lies in their ability to scale efficiently and capitalize on market trends like remote work. However, the threats from competition and economic uncertainty can't be ignored. If you're considering a position, keep an eye on their next few quarters, especially how they manage margins and debt. Short-term volatility might offer entry points, but this is a stock where patience could be key. As we wrap up, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you see Asana as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high for your portfolio? Drop a comment below, and let's keep the conversation going. For more deep dives like this, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap's daily stock market summaries and stock analyses, available in video, audio, and article formats, along with our bullet point SWOT breakdowns on the platform. Until next time, keep building that wealth, and I'll catch you in the next one.